Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
The HPV vaccine is a vaccine that prevents cancer. It actually can prevent cancer. How effective is it and why is it important for boys and for girls is what we're talking about today. My guest is Dr. Marianne Jackson. She's the director of the Division of Infectious Disease at Children's Mercy Hospital and Clinics in Missouri, Kansas City. Welcome to the show, Dr. Jackson. Let's talk about the HPV vaccine. So first, we want to emphasize that this vaccine actually prevents cancer, and don't we wish that as adults we could have it?
Absolutely. This is our second vaccine that prevents cancer. Hepatitis B vaccine actually would be our first. But this vaccine is important because there are 17,000 women that get cancer that's linked with HPV and about 9,000 men who get cancer. And the cancers are varied, everything from cervical cancers to cancers of the back of the throat, for instance.
Wow. So people, kids, are getting this vaccine, and what age do they get it? Is it different for boys and girls?
So our recommendation is that girls and boys should be vaccinated at the age of 11 or 12, or as soon as possible if they're 13 or older. So for children who've not had vaccine at the age of 13 or older, now would be the time. But starting at 11 or 12 is what we recommend.
Now, is this a vaccine that they're going to need a booster? I mean, it's going to prevent our children from developing cancer in 20 years or so. Is this something that is going to, you need a booster at some point?
Well, here's the exciting part of this. There's a recent study that came out that already showed that the HPV vaccine is effective, and it lowered HPV infection rates in teen girls by a half. It also showed genital warts, which can be associated with HPV, had also decreased. So we don't have to wait 20 years to see the results of this vaccine. We're seeing the results right now. And the vaccine is given in a series of three shots over a six-month period of time. And right now, there's nothing beyond that that's being recommended. So no extra booster beyond the three-shot series.
So when parents are hearing from their pediatrician, it's time for the HPV vaccine, and right away parents get a little uncomfortable, you know, because they think of it as, you know, that there's sexual issues involved, but this is a cancer prevention. You're actually telling a parent as a pediatrician, we are going to make it so that your child doesn't get cervical cancer.
Absolutely, and that boys do not develop cancer either. So I think there are some myths associated with the vaccine. The first relates to the sexuality piece, but I think the next piece of it is that there were some myths surrounding the safety of the vaccine. And we know now that this vaccine is very safe. There have been, you know, 50,000 plus individuals who've been immunized and immunized safely, with the major side effect being a sore arm.
Wow. I mean, and that's pretty much the side effect of any shot you're ever going to get.
Correct. And I think that practitioners and parents should realize the only other issue I see with this vaccine is true of any vaccine and any blood draw that you see in teenagers is that occasionally a teen will faint when they get this vaccine. And so I think that maybe that issue develops some myths around the safety of the vaccine, but simply getting a shot and any kind of shot in the teenage age group can result in a fainting or syncope and even a blood draw, for instance. So I think being aware of what to expect, meaning you may have a sore arm, and for teens, particularly teens who are known to faint, make sure that they are laying down for 15 minutes after that vaccine, and you will avoid fainting.
Well, so Dr. Jackson, speak about the human papilloma virus, if you would, for a minute. Is this, is this what causes cancer later on? It's this virus, and once you've contracted this virus, it never goes away?
So there are 40 different types of this virus, but there are certain types that are particularly related to cancers, and cancers of the cervix, cancers of the really of other genitalia in cancers of the back of the throat. So it turns out that many people can become infected, and the infection can clear on its own in some cases. What we're trying to do is intercept this virus from preventing the cancer in the 12,000 women every year, including 4,000 of them who die each year from cervical cancer, for instance.
Now, in boys, you know, this has been recently approved just in the last few years. And so for boys, what is it going to do? I mean, the human papillomavirus in boys shows up a little bit different than it does in girls.
So true. It's still associated, though, with certain types of cancers. And like I said, for boys, these would be cancers of the anus, of the penis, of the back of the throat, more commonly in men than women, with genital warts. So it's many of the same issues, some of different types anatomically of cancers, but truly, again, a cancer preventative vaccine.
So HPV vaccine is cancer prevention, and it definitely can't wait. Why are we giving it to 11 to 12-year-old? Is there a reason because of the immune system responds better or something?
Well, one of the things that we know, anytime you have to give a vaccine in a series of three shots, it is very hard to do once you get children advanced into the teenage age group. They're just not coming back to the doctor on a regular basis and getting vaccines. We've even found that difficult with HPV vaccine when we've made the recommendations to start between 11 and 12. We've noticed that some teens will start and then not come back for second and third, or come back late for second and third. And we're actually investigating nationally those type of instances and how the vaccine responds in those cases. But what we found is that if you have to give a vaccine in a series of three vaccines, it is just ideal to do it at a healthcare platform, for instance, at the age of 11, when other healthcare vaccines are also due, and that would be including the whooping cough vaccine and the meningitis vaccine. So we have the teens there for their back-to-school visits, or these preteens back-to-school visits. We're giving these other two vaccines that are very, very well received, and yet we're still behind on the HPV vaccine. And kid, to give you an idea, all three of these vaccines are recommended. It turns out that in 2012, we found that vaccine coverage, and when we looked at the 13 to 17-year-old, it increased to about 85% for the whooping cough vaccine, almost 75% for the meningitis vaccine, and for HPV vaccine, only a third of female teens had received all three doses. And for boys, we found that only 20% received a dose of vaccine. So we're lagging very far behind in the cancer-preventing vaccines, even though we know that these teens are coming in and preteens for these other vaccines. And we think partly this may be practitioners and partly this may be family who aren't
A little bit reticent.
Asking for the vaccine.
They're not this asking. Maybe they're a little reticent as well.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You're getting two shots already. Do we really need that third one? Yes, you need this third one, and you need it because you're trying to prevent a cancer in your child.
So in the last 30 seconds, Dr. Jackson, wrap up HPV vaccine as an anti-cancer prevention.
Right. So in this country, 79 million people, mostly those in their teens and early 20s, will be infected with HPV. Each year, about 17,000 women get a cancer that's linked to HPV, and cervical cancer is most common. 9,000 men get an HPV-associated cancer. We have a vaccine that works very well, and I think parents, families should be going to their doctor saying, I want to protect my son or my daughter. Make sure they're getting this vaccine too.
We have a powerful tool to prevent cancer now, and we must not fail to protect the children in our care. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.